أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتلوا عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق بفضل لنا بني إسرائيل والجن نحن أبناء الله وأحباء لكن نتكلم أن على إنجيل بلبن the Jews and the Christians. And on that basis, they claim that they will not be punished in the fire of Jahannam, but for a few days. The basis of the Jews was that they are the children of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So there also Allah Ta'ala has explained that nobody becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala just on account of wisdom. This really, that means connection, that has got in effect, like the belief of the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the Sahabat, all that has got effect. But the main thing is a person's own individual amal, his action. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that even if Fatima bint Muhammad has to steal, her hands will also be cut. Though she was the whisper of the Messiah, but if her actions had to be such on the occasion when Fatima Zayma had stolen and she was a proper, prominent woman, and he made it deceived by the Messiah that she should be let, they should not cut the hand. On that occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that even if my daughter is deceived, her actions are like that, though her nisbat is there, but that will not stop the law of Allah Ta'ala. So we are further now by the example of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala reiterates that same law that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had many children, but particular reference to two of his children, Habil and Qabil. They were both the children of a great Nabi, of the father of all the Prophets. They were the children that nisbat, that connection, iqliyah, that they had. But the one, because of jealousy, killed the other one. So that also did not stop him from being punished by Allah Ta'ala. So though he was the son of a great, great Nabi, but that also did not stop the punishment of Allah Ta'ala when he had done wrong. And that wrong that he had done was on account of jealousy, that he wanted to marry his own sister. At that time the law was that twins were born, a boy and girl, to Adam alayhi salam. And after that, the next again, a boy and a girl. Then the previous boy, girl, marries the next boy, girl, not the own brother, sister, but the one who came after them. That was the law of Allah Ta'ala at that time. And Allah Ta'ala made the dunya abad, occupied the world in that manner. So, but his sister was not that beautiful. Whereas his brother's sister was more beautiful and he wanted to marry her, but because, and he was jealous of her. So because of this jealousy, he was jealous on his brother, because of his jealousy, he killed his brother. And on account of that, such punishment came on him. Yet Allah Ta'ala showed that though they were the children of a great Nabi, but their actions were not being in order, on that account Allah's punishment came. So Allah Ta'ala teaches here that Bani Israel, don't be jealous of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What qualities, what position Allah Ta'ala has given to him, that was given by Allah Ta'ala. And in that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not a learned person, that is, he didn't go and learn. He is Nabi Ummi. He did not read any history text or any history book. He did not learn from any teacher, any madrasa, any school or anywhere. But he told the Bani Israel those things of their own kitab, which their great ulama also they did not, they were not able to deny. It was all hard facts. and from where did Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam get all this information of the Torah and the Injil, that they changed it, that they are concealing many things, and their own great ulama knew all that, and they had absolutely no nothing that they could present and refute what Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was saying. So in that, Allah Ta'ala had proven that he is the Nabi of Allah and he is being informed by Allah Ta'ala. He did not have any human teacher, but Allah Ta'ala was his teacher and gave him that knowledge which all the teachers of the world together have given. So that was the so, O Bani Israel, don't be jealous of Nabi alayhi salam. See what happened to Habil, the instance of Habil and Qabil, where Qabil had killed his brother Habil. So take a lesson from there and don't repeat the same mistake. So this instance, the instance here is then given in detail, more in detail, but this is the lesson to take. And for us the lesson also is to take that we should not feel that we, our titles are going to help us. Our family lineage and which family we belong to, is that going to help us? But in Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum walakin yanzuru ila amalikum aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah looks at your amal, what your actions are. Every individual will be judged by his own action. He must not rely on the son of so-and-so, the father of so-and-so. All this does help if the father was pious. That helps the children. If the children are pious, it helps the parents. But the main thing to see is every individual's amal. That is what is to be wanted to see. So may Allah Ta'ala make us understand this, and that we worry and be concerned for our own amal, inshaAllah.